And we're back.
Okay, so we meet Priscilla. Priscilla and Aquila had a, I like to think, kind of a modern marriage for the time. They were presented as equals, which is rare in the Bible. Priscilla worked alongside her husband as a tent maker. And the Bible does not focus on whether she produced offspring or managed the household, which is also a big deal. Priscilla and Aquila are a fascinating study in men and women working together for the good of the church and for the cause of the kingdom. Scripture presents them together as equals. They met Paul in Corinth and became fast friends due to their common occupation as tent makers. While they initially bonded over that occupation, the bond deepened over their love of God. Paul was invited to live with them, as we saw in the video, much to Priscilla's chagrin. Paul was invited to live with them while there, and he ended up staying there for over a year. Paul was able to work as a missionary due to Priscilla and Aquila's hospitality. What a blessing that must have been for Paul. Not to be couch surfing in a different home every few days, and to have a reliable place to stay that wasn't prison, where he most likely shared many meals and many good times with his hosts. Imagine being Priscilla and the theological conversations you could have with the Apostle Paul over breakfast or dinner. Priscilla and Aquila sailed to Syria with Paul to spread the gospel and hosted worship for local believers in their home. They started a church in one of the most morally corrupt areas of the world, as we can see in Paul's letter to Corinth. And yet, their church thrived. Priscilla and Aquila were prime examples of helpers. We can also be helpers in Christ, like Priscilla and Aquila. We can love God. We can love people. We can spread the message of Christ. Most of the time, we can do this without even saying a word by how we live our lives. Priscilla was willing to help as an active servant of the Lord. Despite the hardships in her life, she helped Paul spread the gospel, opened her home to others, and went wherever God led her. Priscilla's life points out the importance of true Christian hospitality, which I think is one of the main threads between these three ladies that I love. When Paul arrived in that community, they gathered, they brought in this worn-out traveler. They provided shelter, they provided company, and they provided an income for Paul, advancing his ventures. In Ephesus, they followed the same template with Apollos, maybe sharing what they had learned from Paul to strengthen the witness of this remarkable young preacher. Priscilla's table and her living room became sources of encouragement and instruction for those who would teach in the church and grow the church. Throughout the ministry of Priscilla and her husband, they exemplified kindness, hospitality, and hard work, no matter where God planted them. Now, I think that these three stories are important. They're important because how many people knew that of the influence that these women had on Paul? Kay did. Yeah. No. So it's important to remember that Paul gets a bad rap. I personally will tell you that I have a love-hate relationship with Paul. I'm not afraid to tell you that. but Paul knew what Paul knew, and Paul was given divine instruction from God, even though he was human. But these women, I have to believe, influenced him, softened him, made him aware, caused him to think about things in a different way than he traditionally had. As we saw in the video, he was a child prodigy, an exemplary student in the Jewish tradition. And of course, we know his later life and his conversion. But I think that without these three, the story might be different. Without them opening their homes for churches, without Priscilla and Aquila starting the church in Corinth, which was just, that place was a dumpster fire, apparently. It was a mess. Where would we see the future of the church? And I believe that God used these women. I believe that God placed them exactly where they were in exactly the time they should have been there. And I hope that when we read about them, when we study them, that we can take that into our hearts, men and women, the importance of hospitality, the importance of service, and the importance of loving each other. Of loving each other, no matter where we're planted. I will attempt to answer questions if you would like. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you about this. I will be back in 2 weeks. Bishop Stokes will be here next week with Joe to do kind of a Q&A. But if you have questions, I'm happy to try to answer them. Yes?
Are there other books too? You know, I mean, I used to have books that, you know, fed into,
yes,
and gave more of historical accounts. And,
yes.
And so put the early church in context in the gospel. Are, yes, there any that you would recommend?
Yes, I can send you a list.
Oh, great.
I will send you a list. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And if anyone else is interested in that, just let me know. I can send it. There are many.
Yeah, and I think this is the exposure of the disciples and the early apostles and all that to regular life being lived.
Yeah,
is what really made the church the church. It could not have existed without word of mouth and reality. So that's so thank you for
same that. Today.
Yeah.
Same today.
I did not.
Yeah.
I have to say I never read the Acts. So.
It's okay. We think of Acts and we think of Pentecost and we think of Paul's conversion and we think of, you know, the start of his great ministry. But it's important to remember these things too. Yes?
Well, this is not a question, it's just a comment. Sissy often accuses me of having selective hearing. And I got a whole lot more out of your presentation than I did out of the film, because all that sound effects just overpowers.
I did notice that, and particularly with the second, with Lydia, it was really loud.
Really bad.
Like the background. So if I use this again, I will try to go in and manipulate it so it's not. Yes. It was. And I wondered if that was done for a reason.
I don't know what, other than mood.
But thank you for that observation, and I will look into that. Maybe there's another recording that I could use. Well, what did y'all think of the video, honestly?
I liked it.
Way too loud.
It's too loud.
Yeah, I liked it.
You liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was
too loud. If it didn't have the, if it was just the voices and
the voices.
Low music,
right. Okay.
It overpowered their what they were speaking.
It did. You're right. It did overpower. But as far as the message and how it was presented,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
majority. It's different. It's different for us to see those women in kind of a modern context. And actually...
Actually, we're talking about them. We could visualize their face.
You yes.
Because it's a video.
Yes. Actually was turned onto that by Doc sitting back there. You told me about the eyewitness. You may not remember, but you did. About the eyewitness series.
Yes, yes.
So thank you for that. Any other questions? It's been so good being with y'all today, and I will look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.